All right. Again, we have to know how to use these statistics, and particularly, like in the multiple group design situation, we have to know when a statistic is enough and when it has to be augmented by other things. When we have the interaction of the 2x2 design, the F-test of the interaction only tells us whether or not there is a statistically significant interaction. It does not give us the pattern of the interaction. To determine the pattern of the interaction, we have to compare the simple effects. To describe each simple effect, we have to be able to compare cell means. This F-test doesn't tell us about cell means. It just tells us whether or not there's a pattern there somewhere. It is an omnibus or overall test. We need to know how much of a cell mean difference is statistically significantly different, and we're going to do the same thing that we did to solve this problem before. We're going to use LSD minimum mean differences. Please notice, in a 2x2 factorial design, the only use of the LSD is to compare cell means. The only use is to compare cell means. You'll see why as we go. The LSD can be used to determine how large of a cell mean difference is required to treat it as statistically significantly different. We'll need to know three values to use the computator. We need the degrees of freedom error, which you can either look up on the printout, or it's n-4 if you're in a formula memorizing mood. You can look up the mean square error, and you also need small n. Small n is now large n divided by 4, because the effect that we're looking at is the factorial effect of a 2x2 design that uses all 4 cells. Again, a reminder, going for multiple colors here, only use the LSD minimum mean difference to compare cell means. Marginal means are compared using the main effect Fs. So here's where to get all the stuff. There's a couple of different ways that you can get these. K is the number of conditions. If you plug K in here, it will give you both an LSD and an HSD. You will see less correction for alpha inflation in factorial designs than in single factor designs, simply because when you start correcting for all of these pairwise comparisons that we do, you very quickly end up with nothing is significant. So then you have this nasty situation, you have a significant interaction that has no pattern. You can get N a couple of different ways. You can notice that each of these 4 design conditions has 5 people in it. Sometimes you have equal N, sometimes you don't. Or you can just take the total number of people, which is big N, divided by the number of conditions, which we just figured out is 4, and get small n. Make sure that you carry the decimals when you're computing this, because again, you're trying to represent power, not trying to count whole bodies. In the version of SPSS that we'll be using, the error is nicely labeled as error. Not always the case. So you've got the degrees of freedom error, you've got the mean square error, you plug those numbers in, and you get your LSD value. All right, so we've got this pattern of data. And let's talk a little bit about research hypotheses for interactions. To be fully supported, a research hypothesis about an interaction must correctly specify both of the simple effects involved in that research hypothesis. That's what fully supported means, getting all your guesses right. So, boys will prefer electric toys while girls will prefer puzzles. Did we get it? No support, partial support, or complete support? Partial. Girls will prefer electric toys. Boys will show no preference.
No.
None. Boys will prefer electric toys. Girls will too, but to a lesser extent.
Partial.
Equal doesn't count as a lesser extent. There's no extent. It's equals. Again, I'm not going to save the tricky ones for the test. I'm going to tell you the ways that people will slide words around when you're reading research articles, and that's one of the favorites. To a lesser extent. Well, none's lesser. None is lesser, but none is not an extent. Boys will prefer electric toys to puzzles. Girls will have no preference.
Fully
supported. This is also some language that I want you to pay attention to. Look what we have done here. When we use the word preference, we didn't actually collect preference data. Preference data is, here's two, pick one. Which do you prefer? Does that make sense? This is a between groups condition. People were given one or the other and asked to give a rating. Okay? Or they timed how long they played with it. If we were looking at which one they chose, this would be a chi-square, where one variable was boys and girls, the other variable was what toy they chose, and what would be in the cells is a count of who chose what. But what's in the cell is some quantitative dependent variable. You with me? So you want to be careful when you say, this is true on average, so it's what everybody will do. You with me? Okay? You have to watch out for the language. Girls will have no preference. If you want to clean that up a little bit, you might say, boys will tend to prefer electric toys. Now you've made it more probabilistic, more in line with the kind of data you're collecting and the kind of statistical analysis you're doing. But if you want to be honest, what you have to say is, boys will give a higher rating to electric toys than to puzzles, whereas girls will give equivalent ratings to the two types of toys. Watch out for when they start doing the DV slide. Okay, this is what I measure, but this is what I want to talk about. Okay? Watch for it.